Most of them wanted to report for work as usual, but they failed to report for work due to challenges in having adequate transport fares. And also they are citing that even back in their homes where they are coming from, they now lack the basic commodities like soap, mealie meal, water, electricity, and so forth. So they cannot present themselves to the workstation in a dignified manner.
The government announced that it had made arrangements for nurses and doctors to get transport allowances. Did this not materialize?
I think it was a promise which was on the surface, because they only promised to take care of, you know, of giving people actually $2 per individual. So this was viewed as grossly inadequate and does not take care of the other things which someone must have for them to go to work. For instance, there's no way I can go to work without bathing. There's no way I can go to work with dirty clothes. There's no way I can go to work on an empty stomach. There's no way I can go to work when my family is hungry. So going to work, you know, should not only be viewed in a myopic manner, as presented by the Permanent Secretary, Dr. Gwinji, to say that for you to go to work, you only need $2 every day to go to work. Even if we give Dr. Gwinji $2 today, will he be able to go to work at Kagoi building? He can't.
Are there any efforts to meet with the relevant ministries?
We have always been willing to engage. Our hands are open. We have actually even deployed a few of our comrades to go to work just to serve in the critical areas, so that we don't expect our people with emergencies to die.